Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy!
Brian!
Welcome back to Berg Vivant.
Thank you.
It's lovely to be here. Having an afternoon cocktail
with you.
Okay,
let's have one.
Tis the season. Sun is shining. You've been out to see some good theater.
Point Park Conservatory Theater Company is doing, Streetcar Named Desire, directed by Martin Giles, and it runs this weekend and next weekend, ending the 26th, I believe. And it's a beautifully done production. The set, I was really in love with the set because what's great about it is you get to see the interior scenes and the exterior scenes. It's just kind of all open.
Oh, yeah.
So you see people walking down the street with the backdrop. Gianni Downs, I believe, is the scenic designer. And you get to see the two rooms, the bedroom where Blanche and Stanley and Stella spend a lot of time. And in the, mostly the kitchen table. And some items in the background, but it's beautifully, and the screen doors slam and make that lovely screen door and slam. People make noise upstairs. I love that sound of a screen door slamming.
It's hard to perfect.
It is. It's a beautiful door, although it's not necessarily screened. And so that's really wonderful, that simultaneous interior and exterior, so you really get the whole feeling of New Orleans and all the noises and sounds and the streetcar sounds and people yelling and all sorts of really exciting things. And the acting.
Mm-hmm.
So the acting is pretty amazing for such a young group of people. Blanche is played by Ali York, and Stanley's played by Tal Crozer. Hope I didn't torture that name. And Stella is played by Brittany D'Orazio. And they are wonderful. Stanley has that whole animal magnetism kind of feel to him. And he's kind of articulate too. And that kind of, his accent is really fun and pulls you in. And you're sort of attracted to him, but sort of hate him at the same time, which is perfect. And Blanche is out there, Blanche, but manipulative and sexy and flirty and just this epitome of a lot of different kind of Blanches that I've seen. I really, really liked Mitch, Nick McDonough, who was in 21. He was actually in one of my favorite scenes in 21. He had this lovely, vulnerable and sweet, but also, hey, I'm a man and a man wants things kind of whole aura about him, and I thought he was wonderful. Kind of one of those roles that you kind of don't think about as much as you think about Stanley.
It was done well.
Stella was really, you felt such empathy for her situation because she's in love with this man and yet she wants to help her sister, but she doesn't know who to believe, and she's just really, and she also has these sort of snarky and funny and aggressive and tough moments, but you see her vulnerability to Stanley. And then the two hilarious characters on the side were Eunice and Steve. They're upstairs neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
They're constantly yelling, and it just reminds you of, like, anybody that you know in any area that's not the most high-class neighborhood where people are constantly yelling and fighting and screaming and slamming doors. So that was great, too. Just a masterful direction all the way around.
Oh, very good.
A definite they are dependent on the kindness of strangers to go see the show. That was sort of Mae West. But there's a great line in there about everybody, sometimes you just need someone. And that sort of, I had never really heard that line that way. And I laughed. Maybe not appropriately at times, but I laughed at a lot of things. And I'd never really laughed at a production, that kind of production before. Mm. So I just found a lot of things funny, and I'm not sure if that was the direction or it's in there.
But you laughed anyway, Dan.
But I laughed, and the lady next to me afterwards said, "I'm so glad you're here to laugh." And I thought, was I laughing inappropriately? But it was a wonderful, very professional, for such young people playing such, you know, especially Blanche, you know, she's not 20 or 21. Mm. But they did a great job, and it's a well-done production all the way around.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.